Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is so, so good. Oh, man, I'm excited about today's message. You know, I got to preach about faith last night, and I'm going to preach about faith again today. I love preaching about faith because, you know, faith is just how it works. Faith is how we get going, amen? And I just sensed that there was a need to do this. You know, we have to be reminded of the Word, amen? We have to be reminded of the things that we know. You know, we could teach the same basic things over and over and over again because we need to be reminded of it, because this is where we live. Amen. Now, the whole Bible applies to us. The whole Bible is good for us. But you know that there's specifically, there's these letters they call the Pauline epistles. They're in the New Testament. And basically, it's the letters of Paul and some other letters to the churches. And it's to the new, the church is talking about the new covenant and what we have. And those things, we have to understand the whole Bible through the light of that new covenant. Amen. We have to understand the whole Bible through those letters to the churches. You know, and if we don't understand it through that, then we're not going to really get it. And this is why a lot of people get off, because it's not because God's doing something different. He's doing what he always wanted to do. He's just finally able to get through to us is what it amounts to. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so today we're going to be talking about the operation of faith. And before I get into this, I want to share with you something that I learned on Friday night. We had a Friday night service in here, and it was really good. You know, and the Lord moved on us and did some really awesome things. But you know, above and beyond that, when the service was closing, I sensed in my spirit that it was good that we left the sanctuary in kind of just a quiet manner and left what was in here. Amen. And you know, the Bible says that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that'll break the yoke, amen? And the anointing, of course, in the Old Testament was represented by oil. And in the New Testament, we see it in the Holy Spirit upon us, amen? Still calling back to the oil, and I'm not going to get too much into that right now, but the presence is there to do some things, amen? And I knew that when we left here that presence was for this service. So why don't we, if you just want to reach out your faith reacher, amen, if you want to just reach that out a little bit and just expect God for a little bit more, expect that you're going to get a little bit more. Whatever you came in needing today, you're going to leave with your answer, amen, because that's what God wants to do here. God doesn't have a local church so we can just get together and talk about Jesus and just talk about the things of the Bible. He wants us to get together and experience his power. He wants us to get together and get set free. You know, where the word is preached and the word is sown, the word will produce a harvest, and that harvest is freedom in people. And part of that is because of what it does in us, and it changes the way we think, and it changes the way we receive, and it changes what God can do in us. See, God has always done what God has always done, and he's always wanted to do what he was always going to do. God hasn't changed those things, but he's had to get it through to us somehow, and the way that he gets it through to us is primarily through his word. And I think we're going to see that here today, but we're going to also see some other things today. Today's message is called the operation of faith. Operation of faith. Amen. Praise God. We can talk about faith until Jesus comes, but until a child of God realizes that it's something you use, it will be powerless in their life. Faith is something you use. Amen. It's like any other tool that you have. You can have a garage full of tools, but if you don't go out there and pick up the tool and activate it and start using it, it will not work for you. Faith is the same way. People say, well, I have faith. You will. Well, we're going to see this. Your faith is proven in what you do. It's not proven in what you say. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can talk about it till Jesus comes back, but until the child of God realizes that they must do something with it. You know, there's so many Christians that believe their faith is the religion that they belong to, or the denomination that's on the name of on the door. And I'm not talking bad about denominations. I'm just saying that that's not your faith. And if that's your faith, then your faith is in something that's not real. Because your faith has to be in Jesus and what he did. Your faith has to be in the word of God and what he said, amen? Your faith cannot be built on what man builds, because it will falter, it will fail. And that's the way a lot of Christians are. A lot of Christians, their faith is just built on whatever they, you know, whatever grandma said or whatever Uncle Joe said, praise the Lord. Not built in truth, and we need to build it in truth, amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I ain't talking bad about Grandma or Uncle Joe, because they're good. They can be great people, amen? They can be great people of faith. But just because they have it doesn't mean you have it. Just because your parents have faith, kids, I'm going to talk to you. Just because your parents have faith doesn't mean that you got faith. Now, you'll be covered for them for a little while, but there's sooner or later, we need to step up and start doing it, amen? Being part of it, amen? Glory to God, hallelujah. Faith is shown in what you say and do. Say and do. That's what proves your faith. I can tell where somebody's faith is in a 5-minute conversation. Hallelujah. Because why? Because they're going to talk about certain things a certain way, and they're also going to tell me what they've been doing. And when you tell me what you've been doing, and when you tell me how you and you talk the way you talk, I can tell where your faith is. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's why I'm always careful when I talk around people that are spiritually over me. Because I want to seem like an idiot when I'm talking to them, amen? I just I'll just be there. I'll be quiet. I ain't got no great revelation for them or anything like that. Praise the Lord. If you say, well, I'm just getting by, you know, when somebody, this is one of my favorites, is there was people, I remember there's this dear sweet lady in the Jamestown church that we learned that you just don't ask her how she's doing. Because you were going to get about a half hour of solid nothing but bad. Hallelujah. You know, and there's so many people that think that. They're like, well, I'm just getting by. If you're just getting by, then you don't know faith. You don't know your God. And you need to get in the Word more. You need to get in church more. You need to get hearing more. Maybe you need to listen to Sunday's message again. Hallelujah. That's why we put it online. Because, see, the thing is, if you're a Christian that's just getting by, you're a Christian who don't know who you are. You're a Christian that doesn't. You don't know the power that God gave you. See, you can pray all day long. You can pray to God all day long, asking Him to do things in your life. But if you go around speaking the wrong thing, you're gonna uproot that and throw it out the door. Jesus told us that you will have what you say. He said you will have what you say. And so if you're just getting by, then that's what you're gonna get, is just getting by. Amen. We don't want to just get by as Christians. And I understand how it feels. I'm not coming down on you, because if you've ever said this to me and maybe you're aware of it, don't think that I'm picking on you, because I'm talking about me too. I mean, there's times where it's real easy to wallow in self-pity, amen? Oh, don't we love to do that as Christians? We love to wallow in the mess that we're sitting in, amen? Praise the Lord. We're like babies who just mess their pants. We sit there in our poopy diapers and we sit there whining and crying, waiting for someone else to change us. And God said, sooner or later, you got to do something about it yourself. Sooner or later, isn't enough for you to just sit there and sit in your poopy diaper. You got to get up and do something about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We don't want to sit in our poopy diapers, do we, Lana? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We want a clean backside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you get to the place where you actually believe God's goodness, then speaking and acting right won't be difficult. And see, this is what we do, is we continually put in people, talk about God's goodness, and we're putting in people God's goodness. We're saying what God wants to do in your life, and we're reminding you of His promises. And why do we do that? Because we need to build faith in you. That's what we're doing, and we're going to see that here today. Amen? Praise the Lord. I put this down, and I love this. This came to me. Faith is your activation code for the promises of God. It's the activation code. It's the way we access the promises of God. You know, you get a credit card in the mail or something like that. You know, that isn't good until you activate it, right? You could have a $1 million limit on that credit card. Hopefully not, but you could have a $1 million limit on that credit card. But you can't use that until you activate it. Well, the same thing is with the promises of God. And of course, we are shown this from Genesis all the way through Revelation, that everything that God's people ever walked in, they walked into it by faith, how they believe God. In the great faith chapter of Hebrews 11, it talks about all the patriarchs and matriarchs of faith. And what does it say about them? They all activated the promises of God. God spoke things to them, and then they said yes, first of all, and that's what we have to learn. We have to say yes to the Word of God. We have to say yes to the truth, and then we have to go on with it. But what we have a lot of times is you preach something, and because people have their preconceived ideas or their preconceived notions, and they come into church with this baggage already, and what they want to do is they hear the preacher preach, and then they're like, "Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about that sounds fine, but I don't know about it." Well, you can sit there and keep saying that. You know, I keep saying this. I think I said it to my wife a lot. I said it to some other people too. But you know, it amazes me how people come to church because something in their life isn't working. And then they come to church, and then they start, they'll come in and maybe get fixed, but then they start arguing. And I don't mean that people are just actively sitting there always arguing, but people are rejecting the message, or they keep going back to the, as we see in the Old Testament, they keep going back to Egypt, the land of bondage, the place they came back out of. You try to help people, and they keep going back to the snarf. The Bible tells us that as a dog returns to its own vomit, praise the Lord. See, you think I was bad for talking about poop, but God called it vomit. He talked about vomit too, amen? But as a dog returns to its own vomit, or as a pig to its wallowing in the mire, so does a fool to his folly. Praise the Lord. Just because you got saved don't make you not a fool. Because if you still operate as a fool, then you're still a fool, amen? If you don't want to be a fool, then you got to change your thinking. You got to change what you do, amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I believe this wholeheartedly, we are going to be a church of people who use our faith. How do I know that? Because I won't pastor a church any other way. Amen? I'll kick you in the pants until you get it, and if you don't like that, you'll leave. Amen? So you'll either stop coming, praise the Lord, or you're going to get on board and get the faith, because you know what? The time is short. There's too much for us to do. We cannot be Christians who sit around in self-pity anymore. I will not be a Christian who sits there and feels bad for myself all the time because this is happening. I'm going to tell you why bad things happen. Bad things happen because you have an enemy, and if you want to side with that enemy, then you can keep having the bad things happen. Or if you want to side with God, you can rise up above it and come out from underneath it. That's what God has intended us to do. Jesus did not die so we could be weaklings. He did not die so we could lose. He died so we can win. Child of God, it's about time you start standing up and winning. Stop being a victim. You are not a victim. This world wants to make you a victim. You are not a victim. And if you live in a victim mentality, then you need to change your thinking, because you got some stinking thinking that ain't working for you, is it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about faith today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited because, you know, when we get to talk about faith, we get to talk about pleasing God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Hebrews 11:1. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited I can't even find Hebrews anymore. Amen. I got so excited I knocked Hebrews right out of my Bible. Praise. Where are you, Hebrews? Praise the Lord. This is one of the Pauline epistles, amen. This is part of the letters to the churches. Hebrews 11, like I said, is a great faith chapter. If you need to know what faith looks like, if you need to know what faith is, if you need to know, you just go to Hebrews 11, they'll show you what faith is. Praise the Lord. Now look at this. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance means foundation, something which the intended structure, whatever it is, can be surely built on. Amen? It's a foundation. That's what a foundation is. The intended. You don't build a foundation. If you go down to Jamestown, there's a big bridge that spans the valley there. It's called the Third Street Bridge. And they got big cement pylons in the ground. Well, how many know that if you're building a shed, you don't put in the same kind of pylons they're building in a bridge on? Amen? You know what I'm saying? You know, what do you do? You maybe just put it on blocks or something. But if you whatever structure you're building on, that's a foundation. That's what the substance is. Amen? Praise the Lord. That which has actual existence. Therefore, it's real. Assurance. That which has actual existence. So faith is that which has actual existence, praise the Lord, of things hoped for. And we know this, and we've talked about this before, but that word hope is not just that you're hoping for something. That word hope means things that you expect. Yeah. What do you expect? If you expect always trial in your life, then guess what you're going to have? You are always going to have trial. If you always expect you're going to lose, you are going to lose. I remember living this way, like full bore I lived this way. I remember used to say every September come around, I'd get scared because every September it seemed like I was in the hospital. So I talked about that. Guess what? Every September, guess where I was? I was in the hospital. Because I was using faith, I just didn't realize it. I was using faith that the devil was giving me, and I was soaking it up like a cracker. Amen? Or a piece of bread. A piece of bread and gravy, amen? That's what I was like a piece of bread and gravy. I was taking what the devil said, and I was just soaking it right up, amen? But it didn't taste good, I'm going to tell you, because it's probably poop gravy. I said that for you. Bad gravy, amen? Praise the Lord. They say, well, that's the way I talk anyway, so you just got to get used to it, amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. If you want somebody to talk pretty, well, then go somewhere else and find someone to talk pretty. Or wait till my wife comes, but I don't talk pretty, amen? Hallelujah. Now, faith is a substance. It's a foundation of the things that you expect. It's the evidence of things not seen. You know, in one version we see that it's the title deed. That means it's the proof. If you have the title to something, amen, that means it's yours. Nobody else can take it. It's yours. It belongs to you. Amen. That's what faith is. Faith is proof of what God said. Your faith is what you believe of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In your heart, it's as real as you and I are. I wrote this a few things down because the Lord actually spoke to me a lot about this message. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Praise the Lord. Notice it says there that by it the elders obtained. That's the people who have gone before us, the people of faith that have gone before us, that they're about to talk about in Hebrews 11:1. By faith they obtained. Everybody say that. By faith, they obtained. So how do you obtain? By faith. Are you going to obtain any other way? No, you're going to obtain by faith. Yeah. What do you want? Do you want a bad testimony? Do you want a good testimony? See, it says, for by it, by faith, the elders, and faith in God is what it's talking about here, the elders obtained a good testimony. Yeah. See, if you want a good testimony, you have to have faith in the right area. And if faith is in what everybody else is saying, if the faith is in what the doctors say, if faith is what the bill collector says, if your faith is in all kinds of other things, then your faith is never going to obtain a good testimony. By faith, you obtain a good testimony. By what you believe, praise the Lord. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably sitting there thinking, well, Pastor, how do I build faith? How do I get there? We're going to find that out, amen. Praise the Lord, because there's there's at least two ways that the Bible talks about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. By settling it in their heart, as so, is another way that you could say this. The elders obtained the things that they were after, the promises of God, they obtained them by settling them in their heart as this is the way it is. Yeah. There is no other option for me. If you have options, you don't have faith. Right. Options, faith does not leave other options. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. When we planted another church in Corey, we did this by faith. We didn't have any proof in the natural. We still don't have any proof in the natural that what we're there for is come to pass, because it hasn't fully come to pass yet. But what do? We step out in faith. Why? Because we know the answer, because we follow the Lord. We follow the direction of God. See, this is why it's important to follow the direction that God gives us. And first and foremost, that direction always is found in the Word. Amen? Praise the Lord. By faith, by settling it in the heart, the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, I could rush right through these scriptures, but I really want you to get this. See, when they settled in their heart, they said, you know what? Sooner or later, Christians got to ask themselves. I remember coming to this point. It's either true or it's not. Right. It either works or it doesn't. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to spend my time going to church. I'm not going to bring my tithe to church. I'm not going to waste my time praying to a God if it's not true. Because I've had enough in my life. I've dealt with enough stuff in my life that I am tired of losing. I'm tired of not having it. So either it's true or it's not true. And Christian, every single one of us has to get to the point where we settle in our hearts. Either this word is true or it's not true. It's not mostly true, and not some of it is true. The whole thing from cover to cover is true. It was written by God for our betterment. And if we can't believe that, then we can't fully get into what God has for us. Christians are praying and praying and praying, and what they need to do is they need to get in the Word and learn and then believe and then go to pray and pray the right way, because every prayer God doesn't hear. God does not hear a prayer that does not come from faith. God does not hear a prayer when you're sitting there just crying and you're begging God, oh Lord, please do this for me, please do this for me. He says, get in my Word and find out what I will do for you, and then speak it. Jesus didn't say to pray about everything, he said to speak. You know, of course, we understand that praying. See, when I say Jesus didn't say about pray about everything, I'm talking about what most people think prayer is. Most people think prayer is something that it's totally not. Most people think prayer is just going to God when you need something and begging Him for it, hoping He might give it to you. But that's not what prayer is. Sometimes prayer is praise. That's why we had a message a couple weeks ago about worshiping God and praising God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we got to get Christians doing the right thing. Listen, when the trial comes, the first thing you need to do is pray. And that kind of pray you need to do is called praise. And you need to get into the Word and find this out. or just listen to the message and see how it's in the Word, amen? And then you go to the Scripture. Yes, this is what I got to do. I don't feel like it. Congratulations. You just entered the human race. There is no human that has ever walked the face of this earth that has ever really felt like it. And what I mean by it is doing what you're supposed to do. It doesn't always feel like something you want to do, amen? I don't like putting socks on, but I do because it's cold outside. And I mean, I'm serious. I do not like putting socks on. I hate it. It's annoying to me. When I put socks on, I think about how much I don't like to put socks on. I do all the time. I found out my son thinks the same thing. We think the same, so I know I'm not weird because, well, maybe both of us are weird. Praise the Lord. But you know how it is. Sometimes you just don't want to do what you have to do. I don't like brushing my teeth, but aren't you glad I do? Amen? Praise the Lord. We have to. My wife is glad that I do. Why? She likes to kiss me once in a while. And she don't want to kiss me with stinky breath. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, you know, that's the thing. We don't always like doing what we have to do, but we know that sometimes there's things we just have to do. You know, is there anybody that really enjoys going to work generally? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, would you rather be on vacation? Even if you love your job, isn't it better on vacation? And if it's not, your liar will stone you. Praise the Lord. But seriously, is there anybody who doesn't like going somewhere? You know, is there anybody who doesn't like that free time off when nobody's telling you what to do? Amen? Praise the Lord. I've worked in some bad places over the years, so I know it. Amen? Praise God. We want what God has for us, but we have to access it the way God has for us. He set up. Amen? Praise the Lord. Part of what we do as a church is we're bringing people back. You know, this is part of what we're doing in Corey, and we're realizing more and more and more is there's so much instability there in churches. I'm not talking bad, but there's lots of great Christians, lots of great people who love God. But they don't know, there's a lot of people down there, they go to church every week, don't know a lick of anything about the Word. How can you go to church and not know anything about the Word? Because they're not teaching the Word. And see, this is why we have to do what we have to do. This is why it's important that we go out and plant churches. This is why plant churches that do right, amen? Praise God. And listen, I'm not patting myself on the back because I didn't come up with this stuff on my own. You know, the Lord kind of came up with it on his own and then shared it with some people that shared it with me, amen? And I'm just thankful that they did. I just, you know, because people think that, oh, we're full of pride. No, we just do what the Word says. That's what we do. We endeavor to do what the Word says, and that's why it works out. People come to us all the time. What's the secret to the churches? Why are the churches successful? Why? Because we're preaching the Word. Yeah, some people aren't going to like the Word, and some people are going to leave. But those who like the Word and stay, they're going to get changed. They're going to have lives changed. Amen? I will not sit around and have a church of people that don't have changed lives. Right. If you are the same as you were when you came in and you've been in here a year, something's wrong. If you're the same as you were 5 years down the road, something's wrong. You should not be the same because the Word changes us. I don't understand people that come into church and don't get changed. Amen? The reason I change is because I realize what God did for me. I realize what Jesus did for me. Why do you think I live right? Because I realize what God did for me. What keeps me from sinning? The realization of what Jesus did for me. Amen? When that starts really mattering to you, you'll change. You'll have change. And then you'll see the rest of the change in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 3, amen? Glory to God. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Faith starts seeing things before it exists. That's what this verse is telling us. By faith, we understand how God made everything. He called it into being. Amen? He spoke to those things that did not exist as though they were, the Bible tells us. Hallelujah. It starts seeing it ahead of time. One of the reasons... I'll tell you what, you get a little twitch in your body, right? And if you let your mind go, and you know full well how this is, you get a little twitch in your body, and pretty soon you're having a heart attack. Do you know what I'm saying? Pretty soon the end of your life is at hand. Why? Because you've gone in your imagination from one place. You started seeing things that didn't exist as though they were. Praise the Lord. You know, there's even studies, doctors will even tell you, there's studies that a patient's mindset means everything and how they go through stuff. Now, there are things that we can control and can't control, but a patient's mindset means everything. If you go in expecting that you're going to be dead, then that's pretty much where you're going to end up. Amen? And this is exactly what people don't realize about God, is that all the promises of God, He has started this principle. God started it. He made us in His image and in His likeness. Why are we in His image and likeness? To operate the way He does. to do things the way he does. Amen. If you didn't listen, if you weren't in Corey last night, no condo bondo if you weren't, just get online, listen to the message when it comes up. It's not there yet, but we talked about that last night. Amen. It's important to understand the way God works. Amen. Praise God. Faith starts seeing it before it even exists. How does it start seeing it? Well, that has a lot to do with your focus, doesn't it? You know something I've learned? I have an artistic bent to me, my wife as well. You know, we can start seeing things. I walked through this building 1,000 times before we ever built it. Amen? Why? Because I've been gifted with the ability to be able to see things. This is why an artist is not having what makes an artist is not the ability to draw or to sculpt or to build or anything else. It's solely the ability to be able to visualize something before it exists. That's what makes an artist an artist. That's why some people just can't look at things. And so if you're not bent that way, you're going to have a little bit of work in this area. But we're going to help you get there. Amen. We're going to show you that it's possible. But that's exactly why an artist can do things. I've said this for years. It has nothing to do with the function, because the actual act of drawing is just a mechanical process like riding a bike. The actual act of swinging a hammer is just a mechanical process like riding a bike or doing anything else, walking, talking. I mean, listen, yeah, people who do it more are going to be better at it, obviously. But, you know, to get to be a true artist, to be somebody who is truly creative, is somebody who can visualize something before it even exists. So this is the same, you know, it's kind of like a musician. If you take a true musician will be able to hear the notes without even playing them. You know, was it Mozart, I think, was deaf, and he wrote, was it Mozart? Beethoven, somebody like that. What? Beethoven, yeah, one of those guys, hallelujah. They were able to write when they were deaf. They didn't even hear it. Why? Because they could hear it inside them. They could visualize it. See, this is what faith is. Faith takes hold of something and says, okay, I'm going to visualize this. You know, this is a lot of times how people actually fall into various kinds of sin. Why does somebody fall into adultery? Because they start visualizing something before it happens. They didn't just hop in the sack with somebody. What do they do? They start visualizing things. They start thinking about it. They start thinking about someone else. They start thinking about the troubles they're having at home and how much better it'd be over here. And so they start walking in it, and that's why they do it. Every sin is the same way. This is how I know, because listen, you don't have to be an artist to be creative, because every Christian or every human walks in sin. Every human lives in sin at some point, amen? And that's because we visualize things and we go down a road, even though we're told not to, we go down a road that isn't helpful for us, amen? Yeah. But it all starts with the imagination, with the mind, hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. Faith causes action. Look at this. By faith, Abel obtained offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, he did something. Isn't that what it says? He offered to God. He was doing something. He was activating faith. By faith, he did something. That's why it meant something to God. Negative faith causes action too. The devil uses negative faith in all of us all the time. We listen because the devil deals with the flesh. The devil always deals with the flesh. Sin, we are told in James that sin, that death is a result of sin. It doesn't mean that everybody who dies specifically sinned to die. So you don't look at somebody who just died or something like that and say, oh, you sinned. You know what I mean? That's not what it's talking about. But sin working in the body causes death. That's why humans die. It isn't because God wants them to die. It isn't because God ordained it. It's actually a wonderful thing that God allows it to happen, because otherwise we would perpetually live in a sinful body and never know what his perfection, what he intended for us was. But sin working in the body causes death. And what happens is the devil tempts the flesh. Why does he tempt the flesh? Because he knows that people are drawn to the flesh. Don't get into various relationships just because you want to get into them. Make sure they're of God. Well, the Bible tells us all about this, but what do people do? The Bible warns us about the effects of alcohol and drugs and stuff like that. But what do people do? They follow the flesh. any kind of addiction. It doesn't matter whether it's an addiction to, just addiction to anything, absolutely anything. Addiction to pornography, addiction to substance, addiction to people, addiction to attention. All of these things are all found in the flesh. They're all a way of thinking. It has nothing to do with your spirit whatsoever. See, and this is what a lot of Christians don't understand, because they build their flesh more than they build their spirit, and this is why they live in sin. If you're living in sin as a Christian, it's because you haven't built your spirit enough. Amen? Praise the Lord. You haven't used faith enough. Faith is a way that we do this, and we're gonna get more into this. Amen? But we're seeing some things here. The devil uses negative faith in us all the time. We listen because the devil always deals with the flesh. If you make decisions based on what you feel, you are living in the flesh. You're living in the flesh. Sometimes it might work out for you. Sometimes you might not get hurt too bad. But the truth is, sooner or later you will. Because if you make a habit of living in the flesh, you will stumble, you will make, because the devil will ensure that you come to a place where you will screw up. Yeah. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is why often good people don't make it. People are like, well, brother, sister, so-and-so, they were a faithful person. They did. But see, if they didn't listen to God and they listened to their flesh, amen? Yeah. What kind of things are in the flesh? How about anger? Anger is a fleshly thing. Oh yeah, there'll be people leave church because they're offended. Instead of seeking God, is this really where I'm supposed to be? No, they'll leave church because they're offended. They're operating in the flesh. Death comes and then they blame God for it. God didn't call anybody home. God ain't calling anybody home. He'll take you home if you happen to die, but God's intent was not for us to die. It still isn't. Now, that doesn't mean eventually the flesh will die. We can't avoid that on this earth. Again, we are blessed because of that. But God is not causing death. The Bible is very clear. God doesn't. The Bible says in Romans that the wages of sin is death. James tells us that by your own desires, you are drawn away and enticed into sin. And when sin is fully conceived, it brings forth death. It's somewhere around James 2 or something like that. Praise God. This is the truth. God is not calling people home. He doesn't need another angel or anything else. Praise the Lord, because that's not how angels are even made. Amen? God deals with the spirit of people. This is why things like church and preaching the word are important. Because when Jesus said that the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. See, when you are getting the word preached to you, when the word is preaching, it's infiltrating your body and it's doing things that no other thing can do. You can't do it not sitting in church. You can't do it sitting somewhere. I'll say this. You can't do it sitting in a church where you're not called. Why? Because God always has connected us to a place and a vein to get our help and our feeding there. Amen? Praise the Lord. When you're a baby in the womb, you're pretty excited that you got a connection to the mother, aren't you? Right? Amen. Now, what happens if that connection was to another mother? It would make things very difficult, wouldn't it? No, you're connected to the place you're connected to. See, God showed us. He said, what we can know of God, we can learn just by looking in nature. Amen? Yeah. In Romans 1, you can find that. Praise God. If we don't learn how to listen to our spirit, we won't be able to walk in God kind of faith. If we don't learn to listen to our spirit, if we're constantly following the flesh, we will never know what God's truly doing with us or wants to do with us. If we don't walk in God faith, we will not receive from God the fullness. God will bless us as far as he can without our faith. And a lot of times he'll have somebody praying for us. But he cannot bless us if we are operating outside of that. Amen? By faith, verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. Now see, people will take something like this out of context. He did not see death. Notice he said that. He did not see death. Enoch did not see death. That means he didn't know what death was like. God had taken him, but he didn't see death. Isn't that interesting? If God wanted to take him and God causes death, why didn't God just kill him? That's not what he did. The Bible says he was whisked away, right? Praise God. Same thing with Elijah, right? He didn't see death either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's scriptural. I don't know if you like it or not, but it's the truth. And was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Yeah. And now we're going to see something here. He had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible. Everybody say impossible. Do you know what impossible means? There's a great Greek and Hebrew definition of impossible. It means it ain't going to happen. It's impossible. You cannot please God without faith. And so people who are supposed to be faith people that don't live in faith, they're not pleasing to God. They're not pleasing their Heavenly Father. Enoch didn't see death because he pleased God. He just went. That tells you something about Enoch, doesn't it? It tells you that he must have had a little bit of faith. Amen? Because he pleased God a whole lot. Amen? God, and, you know, there's lots of stuff that goes with that. We're not going to all not see death. Amen? I'm believing I'm going to be here when Jesus comes back, so I ain't going to see that anyways. But, you know, I know of people who have passed over, and it hasn't been bad. There's people that go through the pangs of death. It feels like they're going through the gates of hell. And then there's saints that go over, that cross over into the other life without even so much as a... Brother Hagin was like that. Brother Hagin, they said that he always said that he was going to go home after a good breakfast. He literally, the morning he went home, he was sitting there, he ate breakfast, sat back, bowed his head down, and was gone. Whew. You ain't got to go through pain. That doesn't have to be painful for people. Life doesn't have to be painful for people. Why? Because our God is not a God of pain. He's a God of setting free and abundant life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is. And we've talked about this before. I'm going to mention it again. That does not mean just that you believe that God exists. It means that you believe He is who He says He is. It is not enough to just say God exists, because the Bible tells us that the demons believe, and they believe to no avail. It matters that we believe that God is who He says He is. This is where, this may sound like not much great revelation, but I could stay on this all day long. Because the truth of the matter is most people that sit in most churches do not believe that God is who He says He is. How do I know this? Because they go out and write stupid songs like God is the builder and the wrecking ball. They go out and write stupid songs like God gives and takes away. Praise the Lord. They do stuff like that. I know that they don't believe that God is who He says He is. They have no faith. They don't have any faith. When they don't have faith, they aren't going to receive. Amen? This is why a lot of Christians don't receive. Oh, praise the Lord. I can keep going around this tree, but it's the truth. This will help us. Amen? Listen, we're not, God is trying to help us here. He's trying to get us somewhere. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 6:12, you're not too far from there, if you flip back a little bit. People hate what I'm preaching. I'm not saying here, but I mean people out there hate what we're preaching, the kind of stuff I'm saying. Yeah, right. They say, well, God just does whatever He wants to do. No. Oh, really? What does Hebrews 6:12 say? That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and what? Patience, inherit the promises of God. They inherit the promises through faith and patience. How do they? They inherit the promises because God decided to dote on somebody today. No, they inherit the promises through faith and patience. What is faith? It is believing God. It is believing. It's the promise. You know that there is no choice in your mind. This is what's going to happen. That's what faith is. And patience. What is that? Sticking around until it happens. Yeah. Not changing your confession until it happens. What happens is people can confess something for a day. They can sit in church and say, yeah, amen, pastor. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm going to do that. Praise the Lord. And then they go out Monday and something happens. And what do they do? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. See, Satan, the Bible tells us that Satan comes to pluck the word. Yeah. Takes it out of us. And a lot of people are just like, here you go, Satan. Take it. They're not really saying they don't know it's Satan, because Satan comes as an angel of light and all that stuff. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But this is something we have to understand. Faith isn't a payment that God requires. It's not a payment. It is a tool that He has given us to obtain. It's not a payment. See, a lot of people think they'll hear a message like this and they'll think, well, they'll get in the works mentality. Well, I gotta work harder at this. I gotta do. No, that's not what He's saying. It's a tool. It's not something that He's requiring from you, like He's taking away from you. It's something that He's giving you to use to obtain. Yes, you work. Yes, you work to get it. You work faith, but you don't work. You understand? You're not working to please God to get it. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. Faith isn't a payment. It's a tool to obtain. It is a key. It is a crowbar. It's the on-off switch. Hallelujah. God said, said here is everything I promised. Here is the access to it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what the word is. The word is everything that God promised to you. The Bible says that we have great and precious promises, exceedingly great and precious promises. Yeah. How do you get them? Why do Christians, listen, people could argue with me all day long, but the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. Amen? The proof is there. You look around Christians and you start asking, what kind of life are you living? Or you just start looking, or you start listening, what kind of life you living? Yeah. I'm always broken, I'm always defeated, always this, always that. Never have the blessing of God. I've heard Christians that have been in our churches for years. Dear God, I've heard Christians that have ministered in some pulpits that are constantly like, it just never works for me. It never works for me. It never works for me. So it never works for them. Listen, the Bible tells us what's happening here. Amen? God says, here's everything I promise. Here's a way to get it. And people don't do it. And then they blame God for not having it. Amen? Emotions don't get it. Emotions, your emotions will not get you anything from God. They don't. I'm not trying to talk down to you. I'm not trying to hurt you or hurt your feelings. I'm going to tell you right now, I know what it's like when you don't have something you need, when you don't have something that you greatly need, when something is not happening the way that you want it to or that you greatly desire it to. What does it do? It hurts, right? It hurts, and you may even go to God in tears. I'm not saying it's wrong to go to God in tears. But you know what God does with me every time I go to Him in tears? He spins me around. He starts working in me. He lets me have my ball. He lets me have my cry. He lets me have my pout fest. And then He comes to me and He says, all right, now, child of God, this is how you're going to do it. You remember, because the Holy Spirit is going to remind us of the word that Jesus spoke. Remember Jesus said that, right? Anybody remember that? The Holy Spirit, you know this one, a lot of churches don't want the Holy Spirit in their churches. Well, they don't want it. They don't want anything from God either, because the Holy Spirit is what Jesus left us with. But praise the Lord for it. So the Holy Spirit comes and reminds me. After I've had my pout fest, after I've had my cry, He reminds me, listen, this is the way you do it. The only answer is in the word. What's your other hope? What's your other hope? You can sit there and cry. Listen, without God, you can cry all day long. It ain't going to happen any greater, any better, or any faster, is it? Amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever been to a hospital where people are crying because, or you've seen somebody sick and they're crying? Praise the Lord. Crying doesn't get them anywhere, does it? I am not saying that crying is wrong. I'm just saying it ain't going to get you anywhere. So if what you're relying on is you're crying and pleading out to God for it to happen, it will not happen. Because God doesn't work that way. God does not work according to our tears. Praise the Lord. He works according to our faith. God has made us faith people. If we do not operate according to faith, we will not have the things God has given us. Amen. Turn with me to James 2:17. Praise God. Hallelujah. Faith helps us. The operation of faith helps us. It helps us. It takes us into everything that God has for us. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I'm not going to look up, but I'm going to tell you right now. I've been looking out there all morning so far, about 35 minutes so far. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of scowls on faces out here today. A lot of scowls when God is trying to get over to you how to get your victory. And you're going to sit there scowling at me, praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. You better smile real quick, because when I look up, don't make me come back there and get you. And I mean out there, I don't mean, I'm not like picking on anyone in particular, I'm just saying out there, don't make me come out there, praise the Lord. Listen, we don't, if we're going to sit in church like a funeral, then we're going to receive from God like a funeral too. What do you receive at a funeral? You ain't received nothing but death and smelly flowers. I don't like the flowers at funerals because they stink. They always remind me of funerals, amen? Hallelujah. You know, don't send those on Valentine's Day. Praise God. But that's the truth. You know, Christians, sometimes you got to get excited about what God wants to do in you. Listen, you know, like I said before, you know, we're going to preach it. I'm going to preach it bold. I'm going to preach it hard. You know why? Because that way you're going to hear it. And it's going to get into you and it's going to do something. And if I'm going to stand up here and be a lily and talk about just how much God loves you, well, yeah, God does love you. And I want to talk about how God loves you. But the first way God loves you is by telling you the stinking truth. And the way I love you, the first way is by telling you the stinking truth. Because it was enough of not having the truth that kept you in the place that you were in. But you want the victory, you're going to walk in the victory if you hear the truth of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is good. You know, God, you know, people say, well, Jesus did. Oh, well, He certainly did do that. I'm going to tell you what, He told everybody to leave Him. He preached things that were hard for people to hear. He cracked a whip. I still ain't done that yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to get excited about the word. You know why? You know why I know this? Because people will sit at a football game and they will scream their full head off, but when it comes to church, they sit there like they're getting beat up. Well, if you're getting beat up, change, get on board, and start smiling because your life will get better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, you have people out there at a boxing match and people are pounding on each other and people are sitting there with big smiles on their face, all happy to be there. Ain't nobody falling asleep at a boxing match. And you see a Mike Tyson, they didn't last very long, the Mike Tyson matches back in the day, amen. But you know, people weren't sitting there all crying and upset by, he's just being me. No, get over yourself. Come on. So sooner or later, we got to start doing the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. One thing I love about when I get preaching, I really can't see anybody. I see the front row, but the rest of you, I a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? So I just get spinning around, hallelujah. James 2:17. See, people don't like it sometimes. They don't like things being given to them the way that it needs to be given. But you know, I'm so glad that somebody did it for me, because you know what? Because I had a lot of counselors that were sitting there patting my back, telling me to think about my own troubles and that, oh, you just think about yourself and let's talk about you and let's talk about what you're going through. And oh, they're and I'm here for you. Now I'll collect my $40, praise the Lord, but and then send me on and nothing ever changed. But it was somebody who preached the word to me uncompromised and said, hey, I'm just going to give you the word, and it changed my life, hallelujah. That took me out of the nut house and put me in another nut house, hallelujah. But I like this nut house better because it's full of a bunch of nuts that are going to change the world for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you might as well just get nutty with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I was there. I ain't talking bad about it. See, you can talk about what you are. That's why I can talk bad about Italians now, because I'm Italian. Hallelujah. We found that out, didn't we? We know that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So I can say what I want to say about them now. Amen. It's the same thing about nuts. I was a nut. I was a nut job. I was in a room. I wrote a poem about it once. It was called A Room Without Furniture. They put you in a padded room without furniture because they don't want you to bang yourself on things. Amen? Yeah, that's exactly where I was. I don't go there anymore. You know why? Because they can't catch me. Woo, glory to God. Because I get off and run and praise the Lord and the Holy Ghost, and He just carry me on and take me into all the places I got to go. Amen. See, God is going to take us up, take us through, take us over, take us in. He's going to take us in because God has, you know what? He has had enough of people not walking in what He has provided for them. God has said, today is the day if you will hear His voice. Do not harden your heart as they did in the rebellion, but pick yourself up. Run with me. Run with where I'm going, because where I'm taking you is good. Hallelujah. Where I'm taking you is healing. Where I'm taking you is prosperity. Where I'm taking you is, and I'm not talking about what the world says. I'm not talking about hokey stuff that ain't true. I'm talking about the real power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you man. Well, you get me stirred up. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I was mad. Now I'm happy. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you get me worked up. And now you really got me worked up. Man, glory to God. We're going to walk into something. I love preaching faith. Hallelujah. I love faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. We might not make it through today, but man, glory to God, and we're going to get there. Praise the Lord. We'll get there. Might not be today, but we'll get there, folks. James 2:17. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. It does not exist. It's worthless. It's nothing. Works. This works is not that you do a bunch of stuff. This works means that you know you work in faith. Amen? And we're going to see more of this here. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Hallelujah. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. See, this is a scripture I was talking about. I said, the demons believe. It didn't do you no good just to believe that God exists. It didn't give you no cookie. Hallelujah. You don't get nothing for winning. You don't win because you believe God exists. Even the stupid demons know that God exists. Amen. They know and they tremble before God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, child of God, you got to start knowing that God exists and that He exists to do things the way that He existed to do things. And this Bible talks about how He does things. And man, praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's going to set us free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you do not. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works, he says it again, is dead. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith without was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. The works is working faith, doing what it takes to work faith. What does it mean? We go back to what the Word says. It's our confession. It's our belief. It's what we do. Hallelujah. If our life is spent focused on everything else and not God, then we do not have faith. We can't have faith because it's focused on everything else. You could say all day long you love the Lord, but you don't. You could say all day long that you love God, but you don't. If you aren't, if most of your life is about everything other than God, you don't love God. How do I know that? Because when I love my wife, when I first realized I love her, it didn't take her very long. Like the first minute. Hallelujah. I walked into that restaurant, going to get me just a coffee. Amen. I walked into that restaurant. I was like, whoo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I saw this sweet little thing prancing around. And I was like, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. That's what I want. I like that. And so what did I do? What did I do after? And she will attest that she didn't hear all that. Because I was thinking, I wasn't saying it. Because if I had said all that right then, I probably wouldn't have this outcome. Amen? But I was thinking that. But I was a lot more sly when I approached it. But what did I do? I made her my goal. I made her my aim. I focused my attention on her and nothing else mattered. That's what I was after, praise the Lord. I would have given up everything. And I did give up everything in my mind. I had sold it all up the river because I said, I'm after this one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And guess what I got? Amen. I got her. But she's still my attention. She's still the one that I'm after. She's still the one that I focus on. Amen. And my family, of course, I include my family in that, not the same way, but praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. I see, listen. I love Dr. Dufresne said. He's like, we still chase each other around in our underwear. Praise the Lord. Yeah, they're in the 70s. Yeah, you got to do. Listen, like husbands and wives, you want a life that's heaven on earth, or a marriage that's heaven on earth, then you do things. You sow into that, amen. You make it real fun. We make it fun, don't we? I'm not saying you know. Don't get thinking bad here or say anything like that. I'm saying we make it fun because we enjoy each other. We laugh all the time, right? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I stopped there. I'll go too far. Amen? Yeah. It's amazing how you can change somebody's heart, though, somebody's attitude by what you do. You know what I mean? This goes right in line with what we're talking about because this is the truth here. This is how we live. God wants us to live like this, full of joy. One of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. When you're laughing out loud, and when you are so infatuated with laughter that you can't stop, isn't that joy? Yeah. Well, why do you think that's a fruit of the Spirit? Because that's what God wants us to have. Yeah. That's why He puts these things in us. He gives us the Word. He isn't trying to take away from us. People think that when you have to give up for God, you're somehow going backwards. It's so stupid because you will still live in your misery, doing the things that you always did, doing the things you always wanted, just because you wanted to do it. Kids, I'll talk to you right now. Listen, you're going to have a lot of decisions to make. Seek God, and you will go to places where you will enjoy life. You will enjoy life more than your parents were. But if you want to be a foolish kid and do what everyone else is doing, listen, what all the other kids in school are doing, it's stupid. Don't do it. If you want a happy life, do the opposite of that. If you want the life that they're going to have and all the trouble, all that pain, all that drama, then you just keep doing that. You choose. You can choose now. Amen? I wish somebody had this message to me when I was 10 years old. When I was telling my wife, you know, when I was a little boy and I was in churches, they didn't teach me this stuff. I loved God so much. I wanted more of God. I wanted to know more of God, and I didn't know. Nobody taught me how to get it. In fact, some of those people today, they talk down about me because I'm living in the blessing of the Lord. Those same people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they'd be rather filled with the religious mind, the religious thinking, than they were true the freedom of the Spirit. Amen? Glory to God. Where am I? 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? By works, faith was made perfect. Verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Righteousness makes us right. That means being right before God. That's what Jesus did for us. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Over and over, we are told righteousness comes through faith, through the Bible. righteousness, right standing before God comes through faith for what we believe. Praise God. When you don't know if God won't do it, then you need to get in the Word and figure out how to know. You need to re-listen to that message that tells you how to know. I listen to my wife and I, we started doing a little of this workout thing at the gym, you know, just try to buffet our bodies a little bit, praise the Lord. You know, to get it, to just not keep going in the direction we were going, praise the Lord, was bigger, praise the Lord. It just wasn't as big as we wanted to be, amen? That way, hallelujah. But we start going to the gym, we start doing, but you know what I do when I go there? I put on a sermon every single time I'm there. And I sit there, and I'm not my own necessarily, but I haven't listened to my own, but like that. But I go through these sermons of people that I know, and I listen to them over and over and over again. When people get in their cars, they turn on these trashy radio stations, listen to garbage songs, and wonder why they're living that way. Well, praise the Lord. If you want to keep living in that, surround yourself with it. Just keep filling yourself with garbage. Praise the Lord and see what outcome you have. See, I surround myself with the Spirit of God. A lot of times, in my truck, I don't even have the radio on because what I'm doing is praying. Of seeking God or something like that. Listen, I'm not talking about being kooky. I'm talking about getting in the presence of God so I can live good. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I can live in freedom. Praise the Lord. You know I ain't going to finish this today. Hallelujah. Faith is proven by what we're willing to do. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. I had some more scripture here. We could still keep going to 26. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. This is not talking about works of the law, making sure that you do enough. Like, you know, yeah, you have some of these pseudo-Christian cults out there that are pounded pavement, knocking on doors, thinking that they're doing the work of the Lord, but they're not doing the work. Well, first of all, they're not doing the work of the Lord because they're selling the product of the devil. But second of all, they're not doing the work because they're trying to do it by works. You know, it's like the Mormons believe that you have to do enough works, and then maybe if you do enough works, you can get into heaven, but you don't ever know. Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through Him, through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. He's the way. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to build ourselves on the right things. We have to build our faith on the right things. Amen? I want to get to this. Turn me real quick to Romans 1:16. Praise the Lord. How can I have so many scriptures still there? So. Romans 1:16-17. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Everyone say the power of God. What's the power of God? The gospel. What's the gospel? The Bible. This is the only flag that you need to be waving in church. Hallelujah. This is the only flag that we're going to wave in church. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the word. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Greek. Amen. For everyone who believes. Remember, salvation is not just when you die. Salvation is being saved today. If it was, then God would just whisk us away and that was it. But He still intends us to live a life here and to live it in the power of God, in the blessing of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. We live it by faith. For in it, verse 17, for in it, the Bible, the righteousness of God is revealed. It's revealed. The righteousness of God, how to be righteous with God is revealed in here. It's not by works. But it is by faith, revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. They shall live by faith. Don't you think if the just are to live by faith, don't you think it would be important to know what faith is? Yeah, we have to understand what faith is. Faith isn't just say, I go to church, I'm a Christian. Faith isn't just, I go to that. Listen, you go to a real good church if you're going here, amen? I'm not being prideful. I'm just telling you. I know it's good. Why? Because we've seen the testimonies. We've seen the testimonies of people helped. We've seen and we're going to continue to see them. But listen, you can have a testimony and then lose a testimony because you don't continue in faith. Why? Because the just live by faith. They don't start off in faith and then they're good for eternity. That is not what the Bible says, is it? It says the just shall live by their believing in God, their foundation that is in something that is so solid that they could build anything on, amen? The assurance of God is who he says he is. He will do what he says he did. This is how the just shall live. And so when Christians start talking about what they don't have or what they can't do, they step out of that realm of faith and they start living in the realm of not faith. They become unjust and they can't receive because the unjust can't receive from God. The Bible says a righteous man's steps are ordered of the Lord. What is a righteous man? One who lives by faith. A righteous man is one who steps, every step he takes, oh yes, that'll work. That'll work. See, why do things work in my life like they never worked before? Because I'm righteous. Righteous by my own standards? No. Righteous by God. Because I do everything within me to live by faith. Listen, the only thing that separates me from someone who doesn't is the fact that I chose to and they chose not. That's it. There is no other. Listen, I am one of the greatest examples in my mind. I am one of the greatest examples of God's mercy and God's grace and God's ability because I was somebody who failed at everything. I can't say that enough. And I don't say that to talk down about myself and you say, oh, there, Pastor Jeff. No, don't feel bad for me because I don't live there anymore. I'm not there anymore. I don't even get drawn back. I look at that and laugh now. I look at my pain and misery then and I laugh now. Why? Because I live differently now. And I look back and I say, what a fool. But see, I was a fool because I didn't know. There's a difference between being a fool that doesn't know and someone who chooses to be ignorant because they don't want to know. Or somebody who chooses to be ignorant because they don't want to walk in it. See, God wants us to walk into things. He has things for us to walk into. And we will if we do it by faith. Because the only people that can receive are the just, and the just live by faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The just live by faith. They only live by faith. They don't live by faith and a little bit of the world. They live by faith. That is why the closer I get to God, the less of the world I want. Yeah, I don't even care anymore. I'm telling you, I mean, so what? What were you doing Saturday night? I'll tell you what I was doing. I was preaching the gospel, praise the Lord. I was setting people free, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people in churches that were sitting in bars Saturday night. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people out partying Saturday night. There's a lot of people that do that all the way. Listen, we are all called to the work of the ministry. We are all called to serve God. We are all called. Praise the Lord. You want salvation. You want the blessing. You want the healing. Then you better be serving God. Because if you're not, you're not getting it from Him. You are not getting it from. Listen, we are not playing church like church has always been played anymore. You can go to a church that's going to treat you a little nicer. But you're going to go out there and you're going to still live without everything you had. Everything that you lived without, amen? Because the world will not put it in you. That is church based on what the world does. We are a church based on what God does. God is not in it. Listen, this life is not just about you. This is a newsflash. This may be a wake-up call. This may be something you wake up today and you say, well, I didn't know I signed up for all that, but guess what you did? Because you wanted salvation, right? You wanted not to go to hell, right? You wanted healing in your body, right? You wanted your marriage fixed. You wanted things to start being, you wanted to start being happy. You wanted to not be divorced. Anymore or to be depressed anymore. You wanted to not be troubled anymore. You remember all that when you came in seeking God? Well, I'm going to tell you, there is one God. There is one God only. It's the God of the Bible. And He's told us how to do it. And it is found in a life lived for Him. It is not a life lived for you. If you live a life for you and if you have been in this church for any length of time and you still live a life for you, you're a fool because you don't understand one thing that the Bible says. You don't understand how to obtain from God. And I'm going to tell you, you will lose it. We do not want to lose what God is doing. And I will not lose it. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach. I'll preach the gospel. I'll get people fired up again. Because listen, it's where joy is. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love it because I believe it was Holy Ghost inspired. You can have it easy in here and hard out there. Or you can have it hard in here and easy out there. But I'm going to tell you what. You're going to much want it easier out there. Praise the Lord. Because hard in here isn't really hard. Because once you start learning, once you start realizing this stuff, praise the Lord. I can look around at some of my brothers and sisters of faith that I know in here. I ain't going to point you out just because I don't want to make everybody think that they're not good enough or anything like that. But I can walk around my brothers and sisters in faith, and I can tell you right now, they don't get mad at what I say. They don't get mad when we talk about tithing because they want to be able to tithe more. They don't get mad when I talk about giving because they want to give more. Amen. They don't get mad when I talk about living right because they want to live better. They don't get mad when I talk about serving God because they want to serve God more, praise the Lord. And if that's you, praise the Lord, that's you. You can just pat yourself on the back, not in front of everyone else, but when you get home, you can pat yourself on the back. And if that's not you, well, then you can choose too to be one of those people and be counted worthy of serving God and be counted worthy of living a life for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you go out there in the world and you start reaching people, when you start walking up, you want to help people, the only way you're going to help them is with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to help them is when you go out there and you start showing them somebody who's not compromised, somebody who won't give up at every whim or every temptation, somebody who's going to stand up and be different, somebody who's going to stand there and be clean, somebody who's going to look at the world and say, I don't need what you got because I got everything I need. And that's in Jesus Christ who fills me through and through and through, and I live in joy and peace, and praise the Lord, glory to God. It is so good to follow God. It is so good to serve God. Hallelujah. I would never turn back. I was a person who was just infatuated with their flesh. Everything my flesh did, I wanted. That's the way I lived my life. I don't live that way anymore. Praise the Lord. I'm after God. I'm after what He wants. I'm after the anointing of God. Because I'll tell you what, when God comes on you and you can't stand, I'm going to tell you, you ain't never felt something like that. Hallelujah. When God comes on you and you can just, whoo, glory to God, where you can jump up out of bed and you can just run a mile and 10,000 miles. You know, some of you, a mile ain't nothing, but this guy like me running a mile is pretty impressive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got to close here. Amen. But I want to end with this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans 10:17. I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified. And if you get a chance, and if you care, read Romans 10:14 through 17 on your own. But I'm going to read Romans 10:17 in the Amplified. So then faith comes by hearing what is told. And what is heard comes by preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. If you want faith, the first thing you're going to have to do is be in church. Because you cannot get faith if you are not in church. Right. Praise the Lord. Why? Because Jesus set it up that way. Yeah. First thing, if you're not there, you can't receive it. You can't receive it. The only way you're going to get over any trial in life, the only way you're going to win in life, the only way that you're going to get beyond it, listen, I'm going to tell you, there will be things that come to you sometimes. Somebody's going to come up to you sometime, and they're going to be so sick that you can't fix them. Right. And what are you going to do? You're going to want faith because there's no other hope. Yeah. When you got something that's incurable in front of you, right, Cindy? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My dear sister over here healed of cancer. That don't come with people. That comes by faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If she stayed in the same stale, dead religion that she grew up in, I'm going to tell you what, she would be dead right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the truth. Is it? Am I lying? You know it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And she ain't just saying that because she's scared of me. Amen. She's amen it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She's happy. And everybody else is happy in her family too. Praise the Lord. Faith comes by hearing. Look, it comes by hearing what is told. And what is heard comes from preaching. Yeah. Of the message that came from the lips of Christ the Messiah. That's the first way. The other way we're not going to get into today, but we will get into it at some point in the near future, is faith also is built by praying in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Which a lot of Christians reject, and that's why a lot of Christians don't have faith. Because they won't pray in the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't want any of that Holy Spirit. Well, congratulations, don't have faith then. I don't want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then don't have what God has for you then. I don't want. Okay, fine. Then don't ask me for anything. Don't ask God for anything. He's told you how to get it. If you want what God has, there's a way to get it. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. There's a way to get it. Amen. Listen, this world does a lot of damage by teaching people that they don't have to do anything, and that you just focus on you, and you just do you, and it's all about you. And the world does a lot of damage. How good's it working out there? You tell me. You ain't got to ask me. You ain't got to come figure it out. All you got to do is look at what's happening out there and tell me if it's better. Amen? Because I can point to Christian after Christian. I can point to Christians that tithe and they are blessed. I can point to Christians that put God first and they are blessed. I can point to Christians that seek God with all their heart and they are full. Hallelujah. I can point to Christians that follow God and their marriages came out of hell and came to heaven. Hallelujah. I've seen this one right after another. Praise the Lord. I've seen it in my own life. Amen? That's why I'm here. I'm here as a testimony to preach the gospel, to show people that there is a way. It's going to take a little work on our part. But it starts with what we believe in God. And if you need help there, listen. Don't walk away from this message sad. If you need help in an area, then you reach out to us and we'll help you. Because we ain't going to yell at you. We ain't going to look down at you. If you've been doing everything wrong, I don't care. All you need to do is you need to say, today is the day. I'm not saying everybody got to come up to me afterwards and say, Pastor, I need help either. I'm just saying that if you need more help, don't go at it alone. We are here. We are a family. We are here to take you through. We show up every Sunday. You know why? Because I love you guys. I had a great church in Jamestown. Wonderful pastor that I got to sit under every single week. I didn't come up here for me. I came up here to preach the word. I didn't go to Corey for me. I go there to preach the word, praise the Lord, because there's people that need it. And if you need it, we're here for you. We're going to help you. We'll get you through. We'll show you the word of God. We're going to take you over through the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because God is good. He loves us. He loves us. But we're going to be faith people, right? Is there anybody that doesn't want to be a faith person? I can't imagine you'd raise your hand today, but even if you did, praise God. You know, there isn't a person in here who doesn't want more faith, because where God has taken us is so glorious. Listen. It is good. The Bible says that we eat the fat of the land. We'll be the head, not the tail. We'll be above, not beneath. This is what righteousness does for you. And righteousness is found in our faith. Amen.